Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Best Self Radio. I am your host, Haley James, and I'm excited to have you guys back for the final episode of 2023. This is our holiday episode, you guys. I'm so excited to record this episode, and next week, just don't think I will be prioritizing an episode. So I am going to set the goal of this being the last one so I don't let myself or you guys down next week when I don't get one out. So this will be the last episode of 2023. And this year has been such a huge growth year. I just want to do a little bit of kind of like recap with you guys, as well as share some of the things that we went over in our goal setting workshop on Tuesday that I did with those of you guys who signed up. And if you weren't there or if you didn't get the replay, you can send me a message over on Instagram and I will definitely send you guys the replay because it was so powerful. And I'm going to talk about some of the things we did in it, but the workshop will go over those modalities to help reprogram and repattern your mind, and that therefore your identity and your habits going into 2024, which is so important that we start making those shifts at the identity level, not just at the behavioral. And I'll get into that in a little bit today, but if you want to dive deeper, highly, highly suggest you DM me over on Instagram saying workshop, and I will DM you guys, or I will email you the recording of that workshop that we did, because that can just really help deepen the work. But this year has been a very, like, there's kind of two sides of this year for me. The first side of the year was really me taking like a step back and like being able to look at my life from that outsider's perspective and be like, holy heck, girl, you need to slow down. And I shared over on my Instagram, or not even slow down, I'm gonna elaborate on what I mean by that. But this, I shared on my Instagram the other day about my hair loss. And this wasn't the first time. I remember in my early 20s, I lost a big chunk of my hair. I thought maybe I had hypothyroidism or something up with my thyroid. And honestly, there may have been, because at that time I didn't know to go a level deeper with thyroid testing, because the conventional way, you just test the TSH, which is really just testing your pituitary signaling from your pituitary gland and not actually the hormones of the thyroid. So anyway, that's a whole nother topic, but there might have actually been something wrong with my thyroid. Now we're okay. But regardless, it was really this eye-opening experience for me to say, Haley, you need to change the way you're running your life. And when I went away on Christmas holiday last year, I went to Europe, was with my brother and his family. And it was just obviously, well, not obviously, sorry, but when I'm with my family, it is a very rejuvenating time. It's not a stressful time for us. And it's, just amazing. And you're in Europe and it was a wonderful holiday. We all got a little sick, but that's okay. It was a really amazing time. And I realized, I was saying to his wife, I don't think I'd really like had a moment to myself or like breathed in months, because at this time I wasn't prioritizing those things in my life. Like I was just going. I was going from one client to the next. And the thing was, I said in this post, is a lot of our stress that can cause some health problems can feel really good until it doesn't, right? And it's, you're running on that adrenaline, you're running on those stress hormones, and that feels really, really good. And then also you can be doing things that you actually really enjoy and you love as well, which I think is what happens to us a lot of the time. Like, yes, there's certain situations, and I've been in those too, where you're doing things, you're in a job, you're, you know, going through your life and it's actually not enjoyable for you. So of course that's going to be a big stress. But a lot of us too, it's like, we love our work, we love our family, we love our hobbies, and we want to do it all, right? Especially us high achieving women that I work a lot with, because I am that as well. And I have been through the trenches and, you know, come out the other side. And, you know, obviously I'm continuing to learn. But last year was very eye-opening for me because during the pandemic, I was, again, that was a big eye-opening time for me because obviously we were forced to slow down. And I know it was for a lot of us that when we were first forced to slow down like that, it really opened us up to what our priorities were and, you know, what was our health like and how were we spending our time and all of that. And it did the same for me. And when things got opened back up, like many of us too, I was chomping at the bit to, you know, get back at it. And I went a little bit too far, which that's my way. But so the last kind of year and a half before this year, I was in it, you know, and I was feeling like I liked it and I was building the life I wanted, but I really was not tuned into the direction that I was taking myself. And so when I had last Christmas break and I was able to breathe and I was able to open up, I realized, I was like, well, I got to make some changes. And then I came back, I got my hair done, and my hairdresser was like, do you know I have a huge bald spot? I was like, no, didn't, but I'm not surprised. So that was that, you know, if I hadn't been woken up over the Christmas holiday, this was that reminder, like, okay, you said you were going to make changes, let's do them. So the first part of this year, you guys, really was like finding a way for me to obviously make income, you know, that's an important part of life, but do it in a way that I wasn't overextending myself. And I also had a call with a gut health professional. Like, she's one I've done a lot of study with. She's amazing. Ashley, she's the Gut Clinic. I think Gut Clinic on Instagram now. And she's such an amazing resource, but I had a call with her and we were going over my GI map and we were just kind of troubleshooting what I need support with. And she was saying, like, you know, honestly, like the biggest thing, like, yes, there's a few things, obviously it's not food, right? So yes, there was something H. pylori, which I've chatted to you guys about eradicating. So there was that we needed to eradicate, but a lot of it was just my nervous system needed to be chilled out, needed to be regulated. And so that was also, you know, this not permission, but like this nudge of like, you need to, like, this is serious. You need to do this work. You need to stop waking up or starting training at 6 a.m. Like, I still wake up early, but it's me. It's time for me. I'm not giving my energy away first thing in the morning, which is what I was doing all last year. So that was the first, like, just kind of shifting around my schedule, setting boundaries, right? And then when I went away in April, I was reminded again of, wow, this is why I had built up an online community and built an online business, was because I wanted to be able to travel and not have my income completely cut off, right? I wanted to be able to travel and still be able to coach and still be able to impact, because to be honest, you guys, if I go a few days without talking about health, fitness, you know, empowerment of women, I kind of go a bit crazy. Like, I love it so much, but I do, again, I want to be able to balance my life and I want to be able to make cookies on a Thursday afternoon. I want to be able to, you know, personally build a family. Plus, I also want to be able to be there for my family, my siblings having children, my, you know, partner and his family's having, you know, all of that, right? I want to be that for that too. And I want to see the world and I want to experience life fully. And I want to do my business at the same time. And so when I realized that when I was away, I was like, oh, wow, I've really gotten away from that. So that was kind of the first part of the year. And then around June, July was really when I was committed. And then obviously summer is, like, you know, sometimes a little hard too. But like, I really started in August of saying, I'm going all in on Haley James Fitness, like all in, no plan B. This is it. Like, and that's what I've really been doing for the last, yeah, 5 kind of months here. And it's been wonderful. You know, there has been obviously lots of learning, lots of tears, lots of emotion, lots of joy, all the things that if you're an entrepreneur or even just like high achieving woman or man who, you know, just has big dreams and, you know, is going after them, you know, like this journey, there's ups and downs, right? Which is life in general. We need that for that polarity, right? To see the light, must go through the dark. And I'm very grateful for it because, again, throughout that, I've been able to find a lot more ease and balance in my life where I am able to have a Thursday where I'm able to make cookies, right? I'm able to clean. I'm able to walk my dog for an hour in the afternoons. I'm able to go, you know, travel and still make money. I'm able to, you know, impact no matter where I am. And that's something that's super important to me. And then I'm still, you know, training people in person and loving those connections, but not overtraining to a point where I don't even enjoy it anymore, which oftentimes that was my pattern of getting to, which obviously we don't want. And that's never a good relationship for me or the client, right? And we're definitely not there. And I'm someone who's still like, I get up early. I love, like, I'm reading the 5 a.m. club, which, by the way, like, we're going to get into some of the holiday stuff. Now I'm just kind of going through my recap of the year, you guys. But that book is absolutely incredible. I hadn't been reading a lot of these, like, self-development books because I was like, they're all kind of the same. You know, it's like they list like 10 things, like do this, own your day. And I was just like kind of over them. Like I've loved all of them, I've read most of them, but I just was like, I don't want to read that. So I hadn't read 5 a.m. Club, and then it was free when I got my Kindle, like on my unlimited. And I just started reading. I was like, this is amazing because it's storytelling. But throughout it, you're getting, you know, these tangible takeaways and these quotes and like just feeling so inspired. And obviously when you're doing it at 5, 6 a.m. and you're reading about that, it's even better. So I've been waking up early, but it's been like an hour or so for me where I'm able to, a lot of mornings, able to do cardio, I'm able to read, I'm able to journal, I'm able to meditate and visualize, eat a nourishing breakfast, walk Dolly, and then go train my clients, right? So that's been really nice for when I have like 8 a.m. starts. And I've been doing a lot of that. And yeah, it's just been like those kinds of things, right? Like, and I, again, like this is just kind of an update for you guys of my life. You guys know you get the inside track here. And so yeah, coming into 2024, there's some big things that are shifting that is not fully public right now. You guys will obviously be the first to know, but again, it's not fully out there yet. But there will be definitely some things shifting, which is a big reason why I've been shifting my life, especially very intentionally for the last few months. And I'm very excited to share this next chapter with you all. But just know that, you know, at the root of all of it is for me to be able to fill up my cup and be as filled with energy, perspective, educated, knowledgeable, to be able to share with you, to impact you and help you grow into the best version of yourself, right? As the name suggests, like that's what the mission is here on the podcast. And that's what my mission is at Haley James Fitness. And for me, like, the, you know, last year this time when I was overworking myself, just out of alignment in the direction I wanted to take my life, that wasn't beneficial to anyone, right? Like, yes, okay, I was seeing 8 clients a day, but that wasn't beneficial for me and for the vision and for you guys long term to, you know, be able to have your lives changed through, you know, hopefully something you hear here, or if you're coached by me, or something you read. Like, that's my mission. That is, like, regardless. So that's just something that I continue to come back to, is how can I live my life so that I can continue to provide in the way that I want to for you, for my Instagram community, for my clients, for anyone and anybody who shows me, you know, who gives me any bit of their energy and time. Like, I owe it to all of you. So yeah, I'm just really, really grateful for all of you for continuing to listen, support, be here for me. And I'm very grateful for myself and proud of myself for kind of turning things and changing things and noticing that direction I wanted to go in. And before we get into like the fun holiday stuff, I want to say that to you is take a step out of your life, like take a step back, be that outside observer of your life and ask, like, are you going in the direction you want to go? Are your daily habits compounding into that person, into that direction that you want to go? Because let's say you're like, as Mayan is, let's say your goal is your, it's so far away, like your big overarching goal is so far away, or vision, whatever, is so far away from where you are now that it almost, like, it could seem unreachable if you're just looking at that big picture and you're not breaking it down into those daily habits, into those monthly habits, into those things that you can do all the time. Because that's where that secret sauce is, right? That's where that magic happens, where you continue to show up every single day so those habits can compound, if you don't get overwhelmed by that bigger picture and be like, well, who cares if I wake up at 6 a.m. and eat food before coffee? Like, what? Why does that really matter, right? Or who cares if I take some time for myself? Like, no, I need to just get this done. Or, you know, people need me. Like, I can't set this boundary. I can't have this me time. Like, really being able to zone, like, take yourself out of that, like, with you just being in it. Look at it. Zoom out. That's the word I was looking for. Zoom out. And ask yourself, are the daily things that you're doing moving you towards the way, like the direction you want to go? And if things come up for you, negative beliefs or emotions or limiting decisions, or you're like, oh, I can't do that because I have to answer to this person and that person, or I can't do that because I have to pay this bill or that bill, or I can't do that because, you know, it's not in my, you know, my genetics are predisposed for this, or I can't do that X, Y, and Z. Jump into that workshop, you guys. Send me the DM. This is the work we do in this, where we help break those patterns. We help recognize when you made that decision, right? When you made that decision that it wasn't possible for you, that you had the bad genetics, that whatever it was, and we, you know, break that pattern, reprogram into that, into those thought patterns of you knowing that it is possible for you. It's just, you're gonna have to take different action to get there, right? So really highly suggest you listen to that workshop, you guys, if that's interesting for you. If you're looking to be the best version of yourself this coming year, continuing to up level, continuing to move the needle in the direction that you want to take your life, no matter if it's your health, your business, your all over, like your all, like your personal life, no matter what it is, this will help you. You can really put it into any context. Okay, you guys, send me that DM workshop and I'll send that to you. Last thing that I want to share in this podcast, this is a pretty short episode, you guys. I just wanted to give you that recap of like best self this year. I also didn't start like recording consistently until this summer, I believe. Maybe it was spring, but we've been freaking killing it, which I love. And we're just continuing into 2024 like that, but even more so. I have 3 interviews set up, you guys. So it's going to be a monthly, I think I'm starting just a monthly interview. So it'll be like 3 from me, 3 solos, and then 1 interview. And we're going to go like that for a while. I'm really looking to highlight women, like women in their fields. Yes, right now it'll be health and fitness orientated, but it could be like someone in hypnosis or someone into acupuncture or aromatherapy or, you know, healthy baking. Like it could be different categories like that. But you know, if you're that listening, or if you know someone, definitely let me know, send me a DM, just say podcast, and we can chat about that, because I really want to be featuring, you know, not just super successful people, but like you and me, right? Everyday women that are really just so passionate about whatever they do. So first up, we have someone super, super amazing, strength and conditioning coach for athletes in life. So I'm so excited for that. We're going to be really diving deep into the importance of strength training, all of the benefits outside of, you know, freaking weight loss and fat loss. We're really moving away from that in 2024 as well at Haley James Fitness. And then second up, we have an amazing mom and online fitness coach, runs an online fitness coaching portal. And sorry about that. And she had a baby, I think, last year. And so she's going to chat a lot about that, like, you know, kind of balancing entrepreneurship and motherhood, as well as, you know, pre-post pet pregnancy, her journey with that, her body and working out and all of that good stuff. So I'm super, super excited for that. And yeah, so get excited for that, you guys. We're having interviews every single month on the podcast, and let me know if you or someone you know would be an amazing fit for that, because I just want to feature amazing, strong women. And then second up, you guys, what I wanted to close this out with is just some things that I've been obsessed with in 2023. So I love these kinds of episodes where we're talking about, you know, things that we're loving. These can also be inspiration for gifts or on your wish list or something like that. I know it's like close to Christmas, but like seriously, I'm doing my shopping now. I'm pretty bad with that, but also not bad with it. I just don't feel, even though I put my tree up early, I feel like this time of year, like when you get into the holiday spirit, that's when I'm like, now I want to shop. Whereas like, I don't know, like a few weeks ago, I'm like, I don't want to Christmas shop. But anyway, obviously then you're looking at shipping dates and things like that. But I like to shop in person, which I know is like a rarity these days, but I love to go to the shops. I love supporting local businesses. I love to be able to like grab a coffee, walk around, maybe if it snowed, if you live anywhere else in Toronto, and just like enjoy the environment versus like just, you know, hitting submit from Amazon. Ew, in my opinion. So that's what I'm up to. So if you're like me, maybe this will be helpful, okay? Number one actually is Amazon though, because I'm sorry, but you can get it in stores, but a Kindle. The Kindle was the best purchase of 2023 for me. I have read almost 8 books since I got it middle of October, maybe like, yeah, mid-October, end October. It is honestly, whenever Prime Day was, it has honestly changed the game for me for reading. And I have a 25 book goal in 2024. I wanted to make it 50, but I was like, okay, look, girl, like just slow down. Let's start 25. So we're gonna start 25, like 2 books, I guess that's 2 books a month kind of idea. I mean, like one more kind of in there, which is totally doable. So we'll see if I change it. But right now, 25 books, like reading is just the best thing ever. Like I've been reading something that's more educational, inspirational in the morning, and then something is just like a total fiction novel. I've been loving the Court of Thorns book, which is just like kind of like a tween book, but I'm into it. Okay. It's not my favorite. Like I wouldn't say I'm like, oh my God. But I'm enjoying it. We'll see how it kind of ends up. And I think there's like 4 of them. So could be a good series to continue to read. But yes, Kindle, loving it. If you want to get, I've turned so many clients onto this because honestly, if you want to get back into reading, if you're like in a reading slump, you don't have a Kindle. Next thing I've been loving, you guys, is honestly using my kind of membership. So if you guys don't know, my membership is Find Your Flow. And it's all about finding continuous ease with your health and fitness as a woman. And as I've been putting the material together for this and thinking about the things that we wanted to do in 2024, I'm so excited for so many of the things that are coming through for that. But also, I upload recipes in there on a weekly basis. And so that's been really nice, like for me, like trying out the recipes and just being in that stage of my health and fitness journey where I just want to nourish my body and feel really, really good. And all these recipes are doing that, right? We're getting in lots of protein in these recipes. We're making sure we have, you know, fiber, lots of vegetables, diversity for our microbiome, just like really good, nourishing, healthy foods, but are easy to make, that aren't going to take you hours, don't need a million ingredients. Like I'm just so sick of like recipes, like needing like 50 different fucking spices. Like, I'm sorry. Like we just don't have those and we just don't have time for that. Like once in a while it's fun, but these recipes are all like designed for like, honestly, just like basic ingredients that most of us have or that is easy to find at our stores. So I've been loving using that and just being so much more in tune with my body and just supporting it to feel good, right? Like to sleep well, to have energy, to crush my workouts, to making sure I'm optimizing my hormones and my gut health and all of that, those amazing things that just keep us so healthy, optimizing our cellular health, right? Our DNA, our mitochondria, like all of this stuff. And those are the things I think about creating these recipes or putting these recipes together for you guys. I use this software from like Clean Life, and those are all nutritionists, dietitians that work on these recipes. So you can know that what you're consuming is the best for your body, right? So I've been really loving that. And if you're interested in Find Your Flow, you guys, there is three different tiers to get involved, and I'll link it down below and you can let me know if you have any questions. But you can get these recipes, right? And you can just start falling in love with baking and cooking and your relationship with your food, because that's such a huge piece of having a healthy relationship with your body, is really understanding that food is not the issue, right? That food is nourishing, gives us energy, but you know, having a bunch of junk food is obviously not going to help us feel good. And, you know, just learning how simple, good food and cooking can be. Like, not that there's anything like necessarily wrong with butter, but if like we're using a ton of different butter and oil and salts and like, not, I love salt, I use a lot of salt, but you know what I mean? Like, if we're using a lot of that stuff in our recipes, then, you know, those are more indulgent. And what I've really found is like, I do cook so differently than when I'm around family and friends, but every time I cook for someone, people love what I eat. And when I program for my clients, people love the recipes. So it really doesn't have to be anything like gross or boring that you're eating. There just might be a few little things that you can tweak. And that's what the Find Your Flow membership is for. So let me know if you're interested in that. I'll link it down below, you guys, and you can check it out, because honestly, it's been changing my relationship even on a deeper level with myself and my health. So I love that that place. The third thing that I'm obsessed with and loving right now, you guys, and that has really been transformational over the last few months, is my strength training program that is coming to Find Your Flow in the new year, and will also be available, I think, in some other way for you guys to get involved. I just don't really know yet, but there's going to be a lot more coming in the new year, like online training and helping my clients in that way, because I love that I've worked with a trainer in that way, and like I've sent them video feedback, and that's what I want to do, where it's like you get an online program, but it's also super customized to you, and you can, I'm actually talking to someone in like 10 minutes about building a program for them, because you can send them video, you know, you can send video feedback to your coach, we can send it back to you with tweaks, and really optimize your training and how you're executing those movements. But I'm so excited about building this program up for you guys. One of the programs I'm building is going to be to increase your bench, which I find is just something that like not a lot of women are doing, but like, because a lot of women have like the boob jobs, or like they're just like, why do I need like big pecs, right? Like guys do, but it's such a badass thing to be able to bench a lot, and obviously it's another component of just overall strength. So I'm really excited about that, because I know I must not be the only woman who wants to do that. So I'm excited about building that program out. I've been increasing my bench so much, and I'm excited to share all those tips, as well as just my training split right now. I think is so manageable for a lot of people. If you're obviously, if you are someone who works out, it is a 5-day split, but it's not like some days it's like 30 minutes. Like if it's an upper body day, I can literally be like 30 minutes of that exercise, and then there might be some warm up, cool down. And I might do a little extra, so I might be there like 45 minutes, but literally the meat and the potatoes of it doesn't have to be a long time. Leg days are a little bit longer, but I'm just really excited about it. I love it, and I've been seeing amazing results from that, and I'm so excited to share that with you guys, and that's going to be part of Find Your Flow membership as well in a new year. So that's going to be really fun, and it's just been so great to find myself back, like, in the weight room consistently and seeing the lifts go up, and love. That's my favorite thing in the world. So that's my encouragement to you guys too. If you feel like you're getting out of loving your gym, loving your workout, switch it up, right? Switch it up. There's so many different things we can do for movement and activity. Just make sure at some point throughout the week, you're at least having 1 to 2 like strength training where you're progressively overloading your body. Women, we need this, you guys, going into our 30s, 40s, and beyond. It's so important for us to strength train under progressive load, or under load. So yeah, we've been loving that. And lastly, you guys, I am really, like, I am very into, you know, things like that I'm getting into a lot here is like herbs and Yeah, things like that for skincare and for just like overall health, like looking outside of just food for nutrition, but looking into plants and herbs. So I'm really excited to share more of that, you guys. And, you know, there's like just big things coming in the new year. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. And yeah, I would love to know, you guys, like, what are some big things that you took away from 2023? What are you gearing up for and excited for 2024? This is such a fun, energetic time of year. Like, things are shifting and changing, and there's lots of high spirits. And yeah, I just find like it's a really fun time to dream and goal set, because the energy around like the world is a really supportive of that time, this like collective energy of growth and change. So yeah, take advantage of it this time of year, you guys. And I would love to let know what you're excited for coming 2024, what you learned 2023. And yeah, let me know if you want that workshop, guys, to deepen this work. This was a fun episode. I hope you liked it. That's all, I think. Coming to the end. I got to jump on a call here in 5 minutes. And yeah, just remember this holiday season, you guys. You can, like, literally, you can just, like, fully enjoy yourself. Doi, obviously. You can also fully enjoy yourself in alignment with what makes you feel good, right? I'm not about to go to any holiday party, any Christmas dinner, and just eat gluten and processed junk that doesn't make me feel good. I just have no desire to do that. So I choose not to do that. I made dozens of cookies so I can still have delicious cookies, but not feel sick and not, derail like my gut health and my skin and like all the good stuff that goes along with that. So if you have like dietary preferences or just things you don't want to, you know, indulge in or do in the holidays, just make sure you set those boundaries for yourself. Like, just do what feels good for you and don't worry about comparing yourself to others. This is a big thing that I have a program coming out for you guys, the Body Freedom Method, that helps you step into your health authority, that helps you discern between what feels good for you and what doesn't. And this is the, honestly, this is the biggest thing for health, because the thing is you're never going to be free of people telling you this is the best food, this is the best food, this is the best exercise, this is the best routine, like this is what you should do, you know, ice bath, fish oil, intermittent fat, like whatever it is, right? There's a million things. And if we try to keep up with all, we try to do it all, we feel overwhelmed. And then oftentimes we just don't do any of it because we're like, what's the point? And I've gotten into those ruts too before, you guys. And that's why you have to step into your own health authority. You have to be able to discern what is right for you and what doesn't feel good. And the Body Freedom Method teaches you guys how to do that. So I'm excited. There's going to be more shared on this, but this is open right now. Just DM me Body Freedom Method, because this is open for pre-sale as well as open for extended payment plan, that you can pay 3 payments instead of 2. You can pay in full and save a few hundred dollars, or you can also just jump in December. We start January, but you can jump in December and you can get a free one-on-one call with me. So it'll be linked in the show notes for more info, or it won't be, sorry, I don't have it up yet, but you can send me a DM and I'll share more information with you if that's interesting to you. This is really, really about the mindset and the energetics. And then we go into metabolism, we go into hormones, we go into the kind of the basics of our health and fitness. But most of this 8-week crash course live experience of the Body Freedom Method is spent on your energy, on your mindset, and on like creating your health authority, like you being in charge of your own health, you having that discernment, you knowing what to say and ask when you go into doctor's appointments, you know how to stand up for yourself, you know how to set those boundaries, you know how to feel into what feels aligned for you and what doesn't. So I'm so excited, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for being with me for 2023. What an amazing year. And I cannot wait to continue this fun journey into 2024. And yes, you guys have an amazing holiday, whatever you celebrate, whatever you're up to. Have an amazing, hopefully relaxing time. Love you all.